Travels with Charlie is paid for by Jolly Convenience Stores, Milne Travel, and Casella Waste. The views and opinions expressed in Travels with Charlie do not necessarily reflect the views of management and staff at WDEV. We welcome listener feedback. Email your comments to WDEV@radiovermont.com.
Well, it's all about all the folks you meet, sitting in a diner or out in the street. Catch up with the news, get your point of view. I want to hear what unravels. I'll see you in my travels, and I'll be hanging round, covering lots of ground.
Covering lots of ground today, and a good afternoon to you, Charlie Pompillo, your host here on Travels with Charlie. It's great to be with you. As I was just mentioning to Lee Cattell before the show start here, this is a show that we have been trying to do since March 11th. We had planned on doing a Pi Day show, and I had a couple of guests lined up that are all involved with pizza, you know, my favorite kind of pie, of course. I had Jeff from Ramonto's and a friend from California, actually in Naples, Italy, Francesco Zimone, who brought the Don Michele franchise to America. And we had scheduled them again for today. And, well, it's not going to happen. Francesco had a scheduling conflict, and Jeff isn't feeling well. So we've made some changes, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But first and foremost, of course, special thanks to the sponsors here of Travels with Charlie. This show would not happen without their help, without their support, and I hope that you support them as well. Casella Waste Systems. You can find out more about them online at casella.com. Zero Sort Recycling, helping to keep it out of the landfill. That's very important. Of course, Jolly Convenience Stores. When you're on the road, if you're looking for fuel for your vehicle or fuel for your belly, Jolly Convenience Stores, that's the place to go. They're all around Vermont, all around here. Creamy Time, too, and of course, home of the Daily Smile. And Milne Travel, milnetravel.com. Scott and the group, they've been doing it since 1975. They're travel specialists. They search the lowest airfares via the databases, exclusive to the travel industry, milnetravel.com. And my friends at Myers Bagels, Myers Bagel Cafe, also known as Myers Woodfire. That's right. They changed the name when they moved to 408 Shelburne Road. And some good news. You know, we're talking about pizza, right? And I've been telling you for a long time that they had hoped to get pizza back on the menu and start doing some pizza nights. They did that during the eclipse, the day of the eclipse on April 8th. And it was a huge success, and they are now doing it on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 to 9. Of course, Myers Bagels, they're open from 6 to 2 each day, but on Thursdays from 4 to 9, they are doing pizza. And check out this menu. They do a classic cheese with a blend of cheeses. They've got a margarita. They've got a pepperoni. Those are the usual pies. They also put a little bit of their Montreal spice on the crust, so that makes it different. And some pies that are theirs only, the Dye Pie, and that's spelled D-Y-E. That is a Calabrian vodka sauce, fresh mozzarella, pesto, and Montreal spice. This is the one that I want to try. This has my name all over it. It's a mushroom pie. I love white pizzas. You know, they don't have any tomato sauce on it. Olive oil, roasted mushrooms, cheese blend, ricotta cheese, garlic, and fresh basil. How about that? Or the broccoli rabe with olive oil, garlic, a cheese blend, a ricotta, caramelized onion, and, of course, a little bit of broccoli rabe on there. That is 408 Shelburne Road in Burlington. Myers Woodfire. Check it out Thursday nights from 4 to 9 with pizza. And, of course, their delicious sandwiches and spreads throughout the week from 6 to 2 in the afternoon. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Myers Bagels BTV. Want to get your order in ahead of time? Give them a call, 863-5013, 863-5013, and they're on the web at myersbagels.com. Check them out. They are delicious. I'm dying to try that pizza. You know what? This is so stupid of me. You know, I mean, I should know this. I'm telling you when they're open, right? Thursdays and Fridays. So Saturday, my wife, I go there. Yeah, Saturday night I go there, and I'm going, well, we're going to get that mushroom pie tonight. Closed. Well, read your copy, Charlie. They're open Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 9, Myers Wood Fired. Okay, so here's what's happening today. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with me, if you have ideas for shows or you just have comments, very simple, cpapilloradio@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, cpapilloradio@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram at charlie_papillo. Just simple, charlie_papillo on Instagram, and you can find out, about the show and also, about my travels. I like to travel around. I like to eat good food, and you find out a lot about that on that Instagram account. So here's what's happening today. As I mentioned, Jeff from Romanto's was supposed to be with us today. He's under the weather. If you go to Romanto's, just, ask for Jeff and say that you hope he's feeling better and he gets back to work. Get back to work, Jeff. We will reschedule that program. And again, thanks for everyone's patience in this because, we're going to do giveaways with Romanto's and we've got some great discussion to talk with Francesco from Don McKelly. And we will do that in a future date. We just got to get both parties to coincide with their schedules and we will do that. So that will happen at some point. Joining me this afternoon in the second segment, and thanks to Nicole Citro, my friend from Cole's Cookies, for, short notice. I gave her a message, just on Sunday and I said, do you think you can do it? She's busy baking cookies, but she's going to join us on phone line today. She's got some new varieties out. We're going to talk with her about that. We had her on about a year ago when she launched the company, and it's doing fantastic. So she'll be joining us today, and we got some gift cards to give away. But we're going to open things up this afternoon with something that I've always enjoyed doing when I did my morning show, and that was, the second hour of our show with Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa was always was an open phone line topic, and we'd throw a topic out there, and we'd get people to – it's a discussion. No one's saying, what I say is right or what I say is wrong. We keep everything civil, but try to bring things up that's on your mind and get a discussion going. So love to hear from you this afternoon. It's very simple. You know the numbers here, 1-877-291-8255. Still has, it's almost 2 years I've been doing this, and I still haven't memorized the number. thank goodness it's up on the studio here. 1-877-291-8255. Let's hear from you this afternoon. And what are we going to talk about? Well, it can be an all skate. When I say it's an all skate, the great Bill O'Reilly before the downfall, would call it an all skate when you would call into his radio program and you could talk about whatever on your mind. We'll do that today. The rules are very slack here. There's no strict rules. If you want to bring anything up, you can do that. But I want to bring something up that it's got to be hitting you right now, and that's 14 communities voted last week. 15 schools held second votes, and nearly all failed. Third votes are coming, and on town meeting day, 1 in 3 votes failed. That's 29 out of 93 school districts. Their votes failed. And why is that? We've been hearing about this for quite some time, and that's the rise in the statewide property tax. We heard as high as 20%. Sometimes when you hear that 20% and then you get to 15, you go, whew, we dodged a bullet. A 15% increase, that's a lot to take. Lee just had in his news about Hartford with a 38% increase. And you got to imagine, people are going, well, we only got 18 and a half. They're settling for that. 22 teachers were cut in Hartford. It's not easy. But what really gets me is that this isn't something that just sprung up this year or last year. I've been doing a radio program here at WDEV for a couple of years now. Prior to that, as you all know, I was on another radio station for more than 20 years. I did the morning show. And this is a topic that came up multiple times. And we've heard about, we're going to have a study. We need the property tax reform. And you look at where we are today in 2024. And what's changed? You want to know what's changed? Absolutely nothing. Nothing has changed. We continue to look at these increases, and it's the same arguments. We need to have, you have to think of the children. I am thinking of the children. Think of when the children grow up. They're not going to be able to afford to live here if we keep on this path. Are you feeling the squeeze? That's what I want to know this afternoon. The listeners here on Travels with Charlie at WDEV. Are you feeling the squeeze? 877-291-8255. And it's not just property taxes. You know, I don't mean to be, you know, pessimistic and down here, but gas prices, have you seen gas prices? They're starting to go up now since the beginning of the year. They're up about 50 cents a gallon. And, you know, we continually hear from the administration that gas prices are down. They're down from the high when they were, like, you know, up in the high fours and close to $5. If you were on the West Coast, you were paying over $6 a gallon for gasoline. So when the spin doctors go, well, gas prices are down, they're still not as low as they were 4 or 5 years ago. And they're heading back up now. Health care costs. Many communities, I'm on the select board in Colchester, we have to put together our budget for the town. And one of the things that we often struggle with is the cost of health care. Health care costs continue to rise. If you're an independent business owner and you're paying your own health insurance, how are you handling that? The cost of food, again, if you're a business owner and you're buying food for you pass that along to your customers. You as a consumer, are you finding that you go out less than you used to because of the cost of food? What about rents? What about housing? What about mortgage rates? All up. We hear about shrinkflation. You know, and shrinkflation, that's a new term, you know, that President Joe Biden recently coined, shrinkflation. And that's been around for decades. Think about it. Do you remember when the first half gallon of ice cream was no longer a half gallon? How long have they been selling, you know, pounds of coffee? Read the label. There's 14 ounces. There's not a pound of coffee in there. And it was years ago when Hershey's made their chocolate bars smaller. They kept that little piece of cardboard in there the same size. And remember the argument that they gave about putting the cardboard in there? Well, we put the cardboard in there so you don't break the candy bar. What a load of, yeah, you know exactly what it's a load of. 1-877-291-8255. Brian's on the line from Eden. Brian, are you feeling the squeeze? Good afternoon on Travels with Charlie. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Well, I guess everybody is. It's better than the 70s. Got to say that. But I'm calling. I taught school for 27 years. And the two biggest problems, I know there are probably some school districts out there that function well and have dedicated superintendents that do the right thing.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot of dysfunctional school districts.
Give me an example, Brian.
Is a huge wake up.
Yeah.
I don't know, all of Lamoille, north and south.
Well, I don't mean like, you know, pointing them out, but what do you mean by dysfunctional, Brian?
I mean overpaid superintendents.
Oh, okay.
Mandates that are just random coming down from the administration.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Brian, I'm glad you brought that, Brad, I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, you know, the mandate thing. And another point is, and here's what we're dealing with, you know, with the pandemic, we got a lot of federal money and a lot of school districts decided to fund programs with that federal money. It was one-time money. How do you pay for it? You either take that program away or you have to find a way to pay for it. That's dysfunction, isn't it?
Well, some districts do it better than others. That's all I can say. And there's a lot of waste at the top. The people, like superintendents, are really unaccountable. They spend most of their time just defending themselves against the public.
Yeah.
And they're out of touch with their teachers. They're out of touch. And they introduce, and I have to say, the other problem with the kids' test scores going down,
yeah,
it's introducing technology when they're too young.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the basic skills, but everyone thinks they'll look smarter in the fourth grade with an iPad. But
yeah,
if they don't have those basic skills, they can't use the advanced tools. And that's also a huge money suck.
Yeah. Great points, Brian. I appreciate you joining me here on Travels with Charlie. Let me give out the other phone number because I'd love to hear your thoughts. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. 802-244-1777. 802-244-1777. Or toll free at 1-877-291-8255. We're talking about property tax reform, property tax increases. Are you feeling the squeeze? And we'll continue that conversation right after this on Travels with Charlie, WDEV. The waste and resource management industry is a complex, integrated system that many people and communities take for granted. Trash, recycling, compost, we're all familiar with the terms, but maybe not the truths behind the waste industry. Want to learn more? Beyond the Bin is a podcast by Casella, which shines a light on what really happens to our waste and recycling. If you're interested in environmental sustainability and renewable resources, then check out this podcast. You'll learn about waste and recycling, meet members of the Casella team, and one episode even deals with beekeeping. Check it out online at www.casella.com/beyond the bin. Welcome back, Travels with Charlie. Great to have you listening here on WDEV. We are doing an open phone line segment this afternoon, 802-244-1777. Nicole Citro from Cole's Cookies will be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be giving away some cookie certificates and talking about some of the new flavors that she's introducing. But right now we're talking about property tax increases, property tax reform, the education fund, your thoughts on it. Are you feeling the squeeze with, well, as you know, as of last week, 15 schools held second votes. Nearly all of them failed. Third votes are coming. If you're asking yourself, well, what happens if that third, fourth, how many votes do you go on? Well, here's what happens. If a school district does not have an approved budget that they can borrow up to 80% of the prior year budget, which would likely mean cuts if they can only borrow up to 87% if they don't have any money in the kitty, and then they have to pay back with interest. So think about that. Some other things to think about. You know, some of the solutions that the legislature comes up with, and I'm going to point some fingers at the legislature because we've been asking you for solutions for decades to this problem. The cost of education in Vermont, it continues to rise. It doesn't go along with the number of students that we have in the schools. In fact, the numbers are down from 20 years ago. We have less students today by almost 20,000 students less. The cost continues to rise. And I understand some things are constant. It doesn't matter if you have two students or 10 students in a room. You still have to pay the heat in the building and whatever. You know, those things don't go down. Administration costs, they don't go down. You've got inflation. You have raises. You have bonuses and things like that. I get that. But we never hear about any kinds of cuts. It's always about, well, what kind of taxes? And here are the ideas. They have, you know, a 1.5% surcharge to short-term rentals. That would mean like Airbnbs and things like that. Well, who's going to pay that? The Airbnb owner? No, you are, the consumer. When people come, and maybe they don't feel it, it's 1.5%. Yeah, I get all of that. But it's another tax that Vermont adds to the tally board. More and more taxes. It's one of the highest states in the nation for tax burden. We shouldn't be happy with that. 244-1777, 802-244-1777. Are you happy with it? How did you vote in your town? Again, 1 in 3 votes failed on town meeting day. That's 29 out of 93 school districts. 29 school districts are pretty ticked off. They're upset. And some of it's not upset. Some of it, you know, they support their teachers. They want good schools. But how do you justify, like in the town of Hartford, initially a 38% increase? I mean, think about that for a minute. What do you do for a living that you can afford a 38% increase? Who can afford that? And I don't want to hear about, the rich need to pay their fair share. It's like, you know what? You know, the rich pay their fair share. If somebody that has a lot of money, typically they own a business and they're paying taxes on all of the employees in that business. So they are paying taxes. We need to save money here. That's what we need to do. I just found this out on town meeting day. We had an event in Colchester where we invited our legislators in, and we talked about some of the things going on in the state. And one of the things that came up was the school lunch program. Now, I don't know when this switched over that everybody gets a meal regardless of income. I know why they do it. It's mentioned, because of self-esteem and things like that. You don't want somebody doesn't want to feel that they're different. I get my meal paid for and Johnny doesn't because he has more money than I do. So everybody gets the meal. What do you think we did? I can date myself here, but, what did we do 20, 30, 40 years ago and it wasn't that long ago that it was dealt with, you got a bill sent to you, via email. You paid for your kid's lunch. Everybody got a card. Everybody went up and got their lunch, and nobody knew whether that was subsidized or whether they paid for it. We spend almost $30 million on free school lunches every year. Now, that's a drop in the bucket. I know that. In terms of the budget, that's a drop in the bucket. But $30 million to you and me, that's a lot of money. As Bernie Sanders would say, it's huge. Come on, we need to make some cuts. What are your thoughts? Every time this question comes out, where do you want to cut? Hartford had to cut 22 teachers' positions. I'm not happy about that. But the problem is you let it get to this point, and now something needs to be done. And what's the legislature going to do? They're going to have a study. They do this all the time. They do these. What do you study? And the studies aren't free. The studies cost money. What are you going to learn? You're going to come back, and you're going to have nothing new on the table. I want to know, too, what's happening with the revenue that we just brought on the online gambling. I don't know how much it's brought. It's only since the beginning of the year. So there's always administration costs involved in all of this. The cannabis tax, it was a huge 420 just 2 days ago. One of the online companies here in the state of Vermont, their platform shut down. People were buying so much pot, the thing shut down. We got to be making and there's a huge tax revenue there. But apparently administration's eating most of that up. This is what I hear. We don't make enough to support any other programs. They're basically just kind of self-sustaining. And I'll throw this one out before we break. We're going to break here in just a moment, and we're going to talk cookies, but is it time to start thinking serious about gambling casinos? I know my friend Heidi Sherman, and Heidi, you're just, former representative from Stowe. She's on board with me. She's talked about this with me before. We need gambling casinos. And why not? You're okay with pot. You're okay with cannabis. You're okay with online gambling. But you don't want gambling casinos. Why? People from Vermont travel to other states, and they go to gambling casinos. Keep them here and bring people from other states here. That's when you think about the industry here in Vermont. And by the way, I'm not running for any office, okay? I'm happy with being on the select board. People come here from all over to see the foliage, to go skiing. They love Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They love maple syrup. They love all the things that Vermont's famous for. While they're here, why don't they go to a gambling casino and leave some money here, right? So just, think about that for a little while. As I mentioned, you can email me, cpapilloradio@gmail.com. Papillo is spelled P-A-P-I-L-L-O, cpapilloradio@gmail.com. Thank you for listening this afternoon on Travels with Charlie. We will take a quick break. When we come back, Nicole Citro from Cole's Cookies will be joining me. She's got some new cookie varieties to talk about, and we got some gift cards to give away, and it's part of our series, Vermont Grown. And I don't mean cannabis. I'm talking about Vermont-grown businesses. They are the backbone of this state, and we will talk with Nicole straight ahead, right after the break, right here on Travels with Charlie, WDEV.
When I'm on the road, I don't have to look very far for a place to fill my gas tank or my belly. Jolly Convenience Stores, with over 40 locations to choose from, makes it easy. Fuel for your car, fresh-made sandwiches, soft drinks, hot coffee, pastries, friendly service, and even creamies. Jolly Convenience Stores supports your community by sponsoring events, veteran organizations, and more. That's why I support them, and you should too. Stop in today, Jolly Convenience Stores, home of the daily smile.
Welcome back. Travels with Charlie, and a special thanks to the caller during the break that called in and said, I should run for office. Would you vote for me? Believe me, I am happy where I am. I serve on the select board in Colchester. I'm happy with that, and I'm, I guess you could say, semi-retired. You know, I still do this radio program. As of last year, we closed our pizza business, Pizza Papillo, and after 15 years, we decided it was time to just have a little more time on our hands. So that's where I am right now, and I enjoy doing this show. So welcome back. I want to remind you, if you missed part of this show, you can also listen to the podcast at WDEVradio.com, and make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Charlie_Papillo, Charlie with an I-E, Papillo, P-A-P, I-L-L-O. There's also a link on there for the Travels with Charlie video series, as well as updates on upcoming shows and some of my travels, and lots of food, especially pizza, cookies sometimes too. My next guest has been a guest on Travels with Charlie once before, and numerous times on the old Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa show, where she would always bring fresh-made cookies with her every time she came on. She has now branched out and is the owner of Cole's Cookie Company. Won't you please welcome my friend, Nicole Citro. Nicole, thank you for joining me, especially on short notice. I called you yesterday, and you said, yes, I'll be there. Thank you, Nicole.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm always happy to talk cookies.
Yeah, and I'm always happy to eat them. I'm sad that you're not here. I wanted to try the Uncle Buck. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First, sure. I have to ask you, how many years now, Nicole, since you launched Cole's Cookies?
It will be 2 years in July.
I thought so. Just 2 years, man.
Yeah.
And boy, you look back on that first year, that first month, and where you are today. I know you're now in, what, four different stores?
Yep, and adding more every day.
In fact,
making some announcements soon.
You've got the, let's mention them, Jericho Country Store, a Jacob's Family Market, the Aviation Deli, an Essex Discount Beverage, and we're trying to get you into some more stores because people really need to enjoy these cookies. They are fantastic. They are just unbelievable. How many varieties do you have now? And do you have a rotating menu? How do you keep up with all of that?
At last count, I had 47 tabs of different flavors that I have. But I usually only try to keep 8 active or so at a time because, that's a lot. If I just opened it up and let anybody order any flavor at any time, that would be a lot to keep a handle on. So I usually try to keep it to about 8 at a time.
So what would you say of that 47, what is always in the stores? If I go to the Aviation Deli, I can always expect what?
You can always see the 802 maple cookie because, of course, this is Vermont. You got to put the maple there. The chocolate chip cookie, obviously, is always a staple. The one that started it all, the crack cookie, which is the salted toffee chocolate chip. That's the one I always used to bring you at the radio station.
Yes.
Those are always pretty much there. And then we've got the cinnamon cookie roll, which is like a cinnamon roll, but it's a cookie. And the drunken s'more, that's usually a pretty constant too.
Nicole, did you always enjoy baking? When did you find out that you always did?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I used to spend my summers as a kid with my grandmother, my mamé, and she was always baking. That's pretty much where my start for the love of baking began, was with her. And she showed me how to make a chocolate chip cookie that everybody loved, and then I just kind of took it from there.
So, you know, you and I, one of the things that we share, we both had a full-time job, and we went on to doing a part-time job, you know, my wife and I with our pizza business, and you and your full-time job. Are you still doing insurance, selling insurance?
Yeah, well, it's a family thing. Yeah. So I still have my part-time hours at the insurance agency. So if you need car insurance, you can call me in the morning. But if you want cookies, call me in the afternoon.
Well, good thing it's a family thing. So they give you a little bit of slack, obviously, right?
Yeah, that definitely helps.
And I'm sure when you bring cookies into the office, that makes it even better, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely get smiles when I walk in with cookies.
So, Nicole, joining me this afternoon, Nicole Citro from Cole's Cookie Company. We're going to give away some gift cards. We've got a break coming up. When we take that break, when we come back, we'll give away those gift cards. What made you take the leap, Nicole? What was it that said, you know what, I love baking cookies. I'm going to start baking them and making them for the masses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you hear it enough every time I bring the cookies to parties or whatever, and everybody's like, oh, my God, these are so good. You need to sell these. And it's like, okay, let's give this a try. And, you know, that July day of 2022 where I put it out there on Facebook to friends saying, I'm going to be selling cookies. Does anybody want some? And the response was amazing, and it just kept building and building from there. So, yeah, it was kind of like, let's give this a try and see where it goes, and it just kept going.
You know, I have to imagine, Nicole, that you stay up nights just thinking up cookies. You know, I used to get this from my wife all the time. I would say, hey, I got an idea for a new pizza. And she would say, enough with the ideas. You know, that's different product that we need to make. And she's the one that used to assemble them, you know. I did the baking, so I just had to take them out of the oven. And, you know, and I got all the credit. Everybody, you know, every time we did a party, it was all, oh, Charlie, we love your pizza. And meanwhile, you know, my wife and all the other helpers are looking at me like, yeah, you know, we're chopped liver over here. We're doing nothing. But you think up these combinations, and, you know, I thought up a couple pizza combinations, and people were like, really? And you would put it together, and everyone would go, oh, my God, this is amazing. And recently you unveiled the Uncle Buck, and I read the ingredients, and I'm going, well, I got to try this. Now, what has – you tell everybody what's in the Uncle Buck, how that came about, and what's the response been?
Well, it's a graham cracker coated toffee chocolate chip cookie, and it has potato chips and pretzels on top, along with a chocolate drizzle.
So you get the salty and the sweet, right? That always works.
Yeah. That's one of my goals, because I love the salty sweet combination. And then, so, you know, obviously, always looking for different ideas and everything. And I'd been hearing people talk about, you know, they have their kitchen sink cookies or their garbage cookies, where it's pretty much you throw a whole bunch of things together. And I just wanted it to be something that was a little bit more palatable than a garbage can cookie. And I just thought, you know, Uncle Buck is one of those people that are messy but lovable. And I wanted my cookie. I know it was going to be messy, but I wanted it to be lovable. And I thought, that's a perfect name for this cookie. And the response has been amazing, because, of course, you catch people's attention with the name. And they're like, what? And then they taste it. And I brought them to Aviation Deli on Thursday, and they sold them out within an hour.
Wow.
So we brought more in on Friday, and at last count, there was a couple left today. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that obviously people caught their attention, and they tasted it and loved it, and off we're going.
So the Uncle Buck was certainly a big hit, and maybe, you know, maybe just a coincidence, but, you know, 420 was coming up, so, you know, people were getting their people were getting their supplies ready. Who knows? And I got to say, John Candy, I adore John Candy. He was such a funny actor and comedian. I always remember the polka band, you know, the Schmengi brothers. That you know, maybe we need to come up with a cookie involved around that. Who knows?
Somebody else, when I said that Uncle Buck was the one I was putting out, they're like, oh, well, now you got to do an orange whip. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can come up with an orange whip. Another one of his characters.
Hey, you're doing farmers markets events now, too. I saw you at, you did Illuminate Vermont. You've got a beautiful setup. Awesome. I wasn't able to get out and see you there in South Burlington, but you've got the tent with the logo all over. I mean, everything just looks beautiful. Was that was that the maiden voyage, or have you done some things before then?
No, I had started a couple of giving a test that last year. I did Shelburne Farmers Market a couple of times, and I did Richmond Farmers Market a couple of times just to get my feet wet and see if I was going to like that type of a scenario, and absolutely loved it, and the response was great. So, yeah, so the tent and everything was out last year, but you're definitely going to see it quite a bit more this year.
Fantastic. And that's a, you know, a great opportunity, because I know you put the samples out and people get a chance to try some of these cookies. And again, it might be a flavor, a variety that you kind of wonder, the combination, does it work? And as you mentioned, the Uncle Buck, you start thinking about it, that's sweet and salty, and obviously it's sold out. So it does work. Have you got any farmers markets events planned already for the summer where we can look forward to seeing you?
Yeah, I've been confirmed that I'll be at both Burlington and Shelburne. I'll be going back and forth. So I start on the 18th in Burlington, and then the following week at Shelburne, and it'll go back and forth from there.
Oh, great. So you'll alternate. Yeah. So people in Burlington will have an opportunity, and then in Shelburne the following week. And if you love the cookies, you don't need to wait till you alternate. Shelburne's not that far right from Burlington. You can just drive down and check them out. Nicole Citro with Cole's Cookie Company, my guest this afternoon on Travels with Charlie. You've also brought in gluten-free varieties. Am I right?
Yeah, well, they're still sort of in the testing phase. I've put them out there a couple of times for special occasions, but the thing with obviously gluten-free, you want to make sure it's safe. So I'm still, working on the thing. But so far the feedback's been great, because the people that have, have to rely on gluten-free, they've told me that I've made a nice chewy cookie. So, and that's kind of the biggest challenge with gluten-free, is making it a chewy and moist cookie. So I'm still perfecting it, but it's definitely out there on occasion.
Yeah, and that's really the tough part of that when you're baking and you go to a gluten-free product, you obviously have to change up the recipe a little bit. So there's probably a lot of testing going on there to do something like that.
A lot. I never realized, I never told me the science side of baking.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of science, and definitely when you get into gluten-free, because obviously, that gluten component comes out of the flours, and there's a reason that it's there, so you have to try and compensate with other things.
Right.
So far, it sounds like, for the most part, I'm getting the balance correct, but I still want to test it a little bit more.
You know, it's interesting, Nicole, that you brought up baking being a science. And it is a science. And I can tell you, I am not a baker. I love cooking, in a pizza oven, obviously, saute pan, doing stir fries and making sauces and things like that. It's really not a science. You just kind of throw things in there and you taste it. And if you want a little more salt, you put it in. If you want a little more heat, you put in some heat. But when you're baking, you don't add extra water or less flour. It just doesn't work. So when somebody started off baking and you baked a batch of cookies, which was maybe two or three dozen cookies, and now you're getting into larger batches, how do you do that?
Well, definitely it's trial and error sometimes, but that definitely, you start, there's a lot of recipes that I had done just off the top of my head. Well, now you need notes and you need precise measurements, and you need to make sure that, you're going to put, this with that. If they're going to counter react, then you've got to make sure you've got your notes correct of what you have to counter it with. So, that's definitely a lot. There's still a little bit of fly by the seat of your pants, but at the most part, you got to make sure you've got your measurements correct. Because when you're dealing with, a five dozen batch at a time, things can go wrong quickly if you don't have your levels correct.
So if you've got 47 varieties that are currently in rotation, that 47, obviously those 47, they made the cut. There have to be some, Nicole, and be honest with me and my listeners now, there have to be some that you tried and you just said, the birds are going to eat well and the raccoons are going to eat well today.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there's not, I never make a cookie that I wouldn't want to eat. So I'm not, you know, sometimes people give me ideas and I'm like, nah, that just doesn't sound good to me. So I'm not going to make it. But there's times where I've made a cookie that I'm like, oh gosh, I really like this cookie, and it went nowhere.
Really?
And I'm thinking, last year I did a cookie called Monkey's Uncle, and it was a banana bread cookie. And I mean, I love banana bread anyway, but I mean, I just thought it was a great tasting cookie. It was nice and big and moist, and it went nowhere. I'd bring them to Aviation Deli, and they just would not sell. And
now, don't throw that. Don't throw that one away, Nicole. I've got an idea for you.
Yeah.
You bring back, you bring that one back, and you take two of them, and you put a dab of peanut butter in the middle of it, and you call it the Elvis.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do that. Yeah, there are definitely times where there's cookies that, you know, you think that they're going to do well, and they don't, and you do a little bit of an adjustment to them, and all of a sudden they do well. So, like, you know, interestingly enough, the birthday cake cookie that I make, sometimes that gets a little tiresome. Well, 2 weeks ago, I added some pink frosting to the top. They sold out. You just never know.
We eat with our eyes. That's exactly what it is.
I guess so.
Nicole Citro is my guest this afternoon on Travels with Charlie from Cole's Cookie Company. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 802-244-1777. Nicole has been so kind, she is going to give away two $20 gift cards to Cole's Cookie Company. You can do mail order. You can meet her at some of the farmers markets that she's going to be doing in Shelburne and in Burlington coming up this year. And we will do that right after the break. Stay right where you are, Nicole. Do you have to check the oven right now?
No, I'm good.
Everything's good. Okay. We'll be right back right after this. Travels with Charlie, WDEV. Whether you're traveling for a vacation, planning a business trip, or have a global company looking for a strong Vermont-based company to align with for business and meeting management, Milne Travel is a trusted local partner, and they've been one since 1975. Milne Travel is one of the top travel companies based in New England. Featuring educational tours, vacation travel, or corporate solutions, let their travel specialists search the lowest airfares exclusive to the travel industry for you. Guaranteed. We're all getting ready to travel again. Save time and money on your next trip. Go to www.milnetravel.com. Welcome back. Travels with Charlie. My apologies. We were going to do a pizza theme show today. We will reschedule that, but no apologies, because thanks to Nicole Citro from Cole's Cookie Company joining me on short notice, and we've got some gift cards to give away. Nicole, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Jim from Barrytown is joining us on phone line, 802-244-1777. Get on board. Good afternoon, Jim.
Cookies on it.
Boy, there's a combination, Nicole. I don't think we're going to go there.
I could do a cookie pizza, but I don't know about a pizza with cookies.
Yeah, I don't think that would go.
Well, I have a question for your guest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you related to the book author?
Yes, he's my cousin.
Wow.
That was my cousin, yeah.
Okay.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
Glad to meet you over the phone. I've had your cookies also.
Where have you had them, Jim?
I was up in Burlington.
And did you go to Aviation Deli?
No, it was another place. Actually, a friend of mine and I split up, and he went shopping around and brought back some cookies, and they were your cookies.
Oh, awesome.
So I don't know where they
came from. I'm glad he found them.
Well, Jim, we're going to give you a $20 gift card. You can he can do mail order, right? You do mail order, right, Nicole?
Yeah, I ship all over the country.
Wow, that's great.
All right, Jim, you hang on, and Danny's going to get your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you, okay?
All right, keep the cookies cooking. And the pizza.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jim. Let's go right back to the phone line. Brenda from Richmond is joining us on Travels with Charlie. Brenda, good afternoon. Do you have a cookie recipe, cookie idea for Nicole?
Good afternoon. I say just keep doing what you're doing. The 802 Maples and the ETs are fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
So, Brenda, where have you tried them? Where did you get them?
Actually, my daughter won a gift certificate from your last time on the show, Cole, and she shared them with the family at camp. And I know that you got a few sales from that experience. So yes. It was very, very good.
Thank you very much.
Any suggestions for a flavor that you would like to see her do, Brenda?
Oh, boy. I don't think so. I mean, I think that the maples are the best that there are out there. So I think she's on track with those.
All right. Well, we're going to get that gift card to you. And you make sure you share them with your daughter now.
I will, for sure.
For your favor.
Thank you so much.
All right, Brenda, thanks for listening to Travels with Charlie. Nicole Citro from Cole's Cookie Company is my guest this afternoon. Nicole, I've asked you this before, but maybe you can share it for our listeners. People will notice your cookies, which are all individually wrapped, and they're at a number of stores, as we've mentioned, Jericho Country, Jacob's Family Market, Aviation Deli, Essex Discount Beverage, are all individually wrapped, and they're perfectly round.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, it's not too much of a mystery because I found out how to do it online, you know, watching TikTok or Instagram or whatever. But basically, when your cookie comes out of the oven, when it's still warm, take a circular object, whether it be a bowl or a biscuit cutter or something that's just slightly larger than the cookie, put it over the cookie and spin it. So gently, don't do too hard or you'll break your cookie apart.
Yep.
But just that spinning motion while the cookie is warm, you can manipulate that cookie to whatever shape you want, and it'll get it totally round.
Centrifugal force.
There you go.
How about that?
More science.
More science. Oh, I want to remind people, and you can also do that, Nicole, nominate you for a 7 Daisy. You know, 7 Days, they do these Daisy Awards every year. Best Sweets Bakery in Chittenden County. So nominate Nicole, Cole's Cookie Company. And then, of course, once you're nominated, then they have the vote. But you got to get nominated and be in the running.
That's what I say. Just like, you know, with an Oscar or an Emmy, I would be so honored to be nominated, but a win would be amazing, too.
Well, you know, and the win, you know this because you get to go to the 7 Daisy awards party where they give you a sash. And I know, Nicole, you know, you're always about fashion. You know, when you joined us on the morning show, we never knew what color your shoes would be or your fingernails. So to see you in that sash, I'm sure you would wear it well.
I know. I would. And I get the pageant wave just right and everything.
Well, you probably get this question all the time, and I got it many times, too, with Pizza Papillo. And I never went there, but brick and mortar, when will you do that? Are you thinking of it, or are you just happy with doing what you do?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, just riding the wave. I mean, definitely, as you probably know, with cooking out of your home, more and more of your house starts getting encroached with, you know, the making of the item. So right now, I don't have a dining room anymore. It's a bakery, and my living room was sacrificed to be the packaging area. So it's going to get to a point. I mean, and it's a good problem to have because you're so busy. But I think, you know, yes, that definitely is a dream, and I'll cross that bridge if it comes to me.
Nicole, give out all the information where people can contact you, Facebook, Instagram, and put their orders in. How do they do that?
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, go to www.colescookiecompany.com, and my website has all the different ways that you can order either for pickup. There's a pickup option for my front porch or in South Wellington, in addition to the stores, and then in addition to being able to order to have it, like I said, shipped all over the country.
All right, Nicole, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. We'll see you at the farmers markets. I want to thank my sponsors, Casella Waste Systems, Jolly Convenience Stores, Milne Travel, Myers Wood Fired. And thanks for joining me today. Thanks to Danny McGivergan on the board. I'll see you on my next show here on Travels with Charlie. Have a great day.